It's Christmas time and I'm in trouble. Got too drunk at the company affair. Sat on the copier, wore no apparel, did it on a dare.
Hello.
Insulted the boss and French kissed a stranger. Pinched his butt, poured beer on his toupee. Till someone said, you don't know the danger. The boss's friend is gay. More beer for you and for me, and stories for us to share. No fear, I jumped on.
Live from 1480 AM Studios, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Arrow, who's singing.
Arrow.
Oh, Arrow.
Nope.
Erdo.
What's your name? I forgot.
I'm not a superhero.
Oh,
I'm not Arrow.
Erdo. Where did I get Arrow?
Well, maybe it's because it's the office. We're having Breakthrough Entertainment's office Christmas party, and you're a little bit kind of like tipsy there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I had, what did I have?
It was
the luge.
Yeah, it was pink. It was
Eggnog luge.
Oh, the
oh yeah, the eggnog luge. Yeah, that's right. You had that.
Pink?
You did really good with that eggnog luge. You look like you got practice, Dave.
How about the singer Pink?
You can have
raise the roof. That's,
yeah. Is that her name? Pink.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
And then we had Trisha over here dancing on the table.
Yeah.
That's right. And then
I guess we missed that.
What? Yeah, we did miss that.
And, so you were sucking on the luge.
I thought you said Pink.
No, Trisha remembered it was the luge.
Oh.
And
the luge?
Trisha was
the
dancing at
the
table.
The eggnog luge.
Oh, I thought it... Oh, that. No, I was
He's
not.
He's finally back in the
now
movie
knows,
now.
I did
movie.
Not. No, that
so
was...
So Trisha was dancing at the table, and what was Eric doing? Eric
Reiners.
Eric
the Great is here with us, and the lovely Kathleen.
I think
they both...
Might,
they
I
were making out in the
might,
corner.
They might have been up on the roof.
They were the perfect example.
They were up on the roof.
You can drug test me. You won't find anything.
No.
You know what? And I was out in the parking lot of the Rite Aid. Womp, womp, womp.
That was you?
Yeah, I was in Rite Aid making a baby.
You wish.
Making
with,
a baby.
With the prostitute?
Not with it. Well, with Savannah, yeah.
Male
well, with Savannah.
Prostitute?
No.
That's
Savannah.
Her name?
Yeah.
Savannah wasn't
well,
in the Rite Aid
like
parking
call...
lot. Savannah just, yeah. No.
She just went everywhere. I went to the bathroom. There was a situation there.
Yeah, let's hear that one.
The entire everyone from all the other shows on KPHX, they were all in the same stall.
like the marketing group.
Amazing.
Yes, the whole marketing group
so
was there.
So that's the part you liked, huh?
Yeah, I was there. Yeah, was,
people
was,
aren't knowing what we're talking about.
We like to call Savannah Becca, though, right?
I don't remember that part.
You don't?
No. I'm
well,
lost.
I don't actually talk to Savannah.
This is a movie called Christmas Party, right?
Office Christmas Party.
Oh, Office Christmas Party.
Yes.
Starring Jason.
Jason Bateman.
He was good.
Yeah?
He's always good, though.
I'm sorry, but I think Jennifer Aniston pulled it out. At first, I was like, oh, really?
Yeah.
But, oh, my gosh, at the end, I really actually enjoyed her character. She did a great job.
By the way, you can join us on Periscope. We were on Eric's Periscope a little bit earlier, but now we're on Breakthrough Entertainment. You can just do a search on Periscope for that. And they believe that I was in the Rite Aid parking lot. We don't actually even have a Rite Aid in Arizona, but they actually believe that I was in the Rite Aid parking lot with Savannah. So
they do, and we have pictures.
Yeah, there's pictures to prove it of me in the Rite Aid parking lot.
You were the third
making
of
a baby.
Three people.
Yeah,
you were called the meta position.
But do we whoa
yeah the meta position
do we have
is the observer position.
Do we have pictures of Eric and Kathleen on the roof?
No, because they were the perfect example of a couple, really, as a chaperone.
Discreet.
Yeah,
they were supervising. They were trying to get things in hand.
And then Greg opened the door on the roof, and he just, you know what? He didn't.
Oh,
he
yeah,
didn't,
that,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The people still are not knowing what we're talking about.
No, that's why you got to go see Office Christmas Party, which we'll be reviewing in just
you
a few moments.
You have to see it?
Well, to know what we're talking about, but we'll find out if it's a good movie to see.
That's right.
Of course, do you like this hat, Dave? Come on.
Yeah, it's like a little elf hat.
No, that's not an elf hat.
Right, guys? Isn't this a little elf hat?
Yeah, that's what the Lucky Charms guy wears.
No, that's a leprechaun, not an elf.
Oh my
gosh,
it's
a leprechaun hat, but it's made for
it's
Christmas.
It's classy. And of course, this shirt, this sweater.
Oh, is it ugly? I forgot to wear my ugly t-shirt.
Do you remember this sweater from...
Yes,
from
the night before.
Yes, the night before last year.
Oh, yeah, and there's another
really,
great
really
Christmas.
I really, like that one.
Yes.
Dave Franco, I think, is going to have a movie out 23rd of December.
Yes.
Right? The one where the
Why
parents...
Him or something?
Who?
Or Why Him?
Yes,
yeah.
Why Him.
Is that a good one?
I don't know. I haven't seen that one. I think
that's a good one.
We were having a little at the office Christmas party earlier. We were talking about some of the upcoming films. That's why you got to check out our Periscope feed, because we were previewing La La Land and stuff like that that we'll be reviewing next week. And then, of course, we've got Breakthrough Entertainment's Christmas special coming up, Christmas Eve special in a couple weeks, and New Year's Eve special. We've got Carla Hall coming up. Ooh. So many amazing things. They said, you look nice. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And yes, how do they know?
The camera's on me.
They have ESP.
Very nice.
Yes. What?
Wait, who said that, by the way?
Savannah, actually.
That's the one from Ohio.
That was the one. That was the one from Rite Aid, yeah.
Rite Aid? No, from Ohio.
Oh, yeah, from Ohio, yes, from Cincinnati. Savannah, do you have Rite Aid in Cincinnati?
Yeah, I'm curious. It's like a Midwest, East Coast thing.
I think so, yeah. We don't have Rite Aid.
What is Rite Aid?
You don't know what Rite Aid is?
Say that again.
It's like Walgreens.
Okay. It's a drugstore.
It's a drugstore.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
a pharmacy,
that.
Like a CVS.
Yeah.
Like a CVS.
Oh.
Yes, not like the drugstore that Eric and Kathleen were.
I don't do drugs.
They're asking, don't you have the Nobel Peace Prize parties in America? Is that going on right now? Nobel?
Yeah, and Bob Dylan won't be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, why did he refuse, or did he refuse?
I don't know. He's being very stubborn about it.
Really? I wonder why.
And they're not very happy about it.
What do you think of that? Why is that?
I don't know. There's $1 million involved. I'd take that.
Wow.
They're saying, yeah, Bob Dylan got it. Someone else is asking, what is the meaning of life? I think you've tuned into the wrong stream. Clearly, if we're talking about...
office party.
Christmas party stuff. Yeah, this is the wrong stream for the meaning of life. But and then someone else says bread. See, that's really interesting. Really interesting things that you find on Breakthrough Entertainment. So congratulations, homeschoolers. You have found your new home.
It's not the most interesting question I've ever heard.
It is. What is the most interesting?
I know the most interesting man in the world.
Yes.
You
drank him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's disgusting. Okay. All right. Back to Shirley Temple. Let's get it.
Yeah.
This is actually an interesting
question. What is the worst Christmas party you've ever had? Dave, have you gone to a Christmas party? That's like an interesting topic that we could bring up here.
Yeah, I think I have.
Like, what's the worst thing that's ever happened at a Christmas party that you've attended?
I think New Year's Eve party would be more interesting. But the worst Christmas party?
Yeah.
All of them?
Yeah, probably all of them.
All the family?
They're boring. Oh, you mean family Christmas?
What?
Oh, you mean
wow.
Yeah,
Trisha's right here, by the way. Your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got married
you
a couple
years family,
ago.
You mean family 3 years ago. Family
three.
Christmas parties?
You wanted to make sure. It wasn't just two.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so you said, Eric, family Christmas parties.
Well, only because I have a large family. I mean large.
But and what
that,
happened?
But isn't that what makes the Christmas parties fun?
Not everybody's likable.
Oh,
well,
yeah, good
yeah,
point.
Yeah, but since it's so large, you're not stuck with anybody. You can always move around to somebody
and
else.
And I can drink.
No, you said you don't drink.
No, he said he doesn't do drugs.
No, he doesn't do drugs. He drinks. He drinks.
All right, no further questions.
Different deal.
Is it hard liquor?
Well, whatever, I can get my...
Whatever.
Hey, have you seen... I can't remember the brand, but there's actually... they actually make eggnog that's already spiked.
I saw that.
And my aunt says it's really good. She just keeps it in her refrigerator. No. With I think it has. I don't remember because I don't drink. I don't remember, but it might be like rum or something.
Nice.
What do they normally put in eggnog? Yeah. Anyway, but it's already made alcoholic eggnog.
Wow.
Or eggnog with alcohol in it, and it comes in a cute bottle, and she just keeps it in her fridge so she can serve it to her friends. They don't have to mix their own. Yeah,
I like that idea.
I thought that was pretty smart.
Brandy?
Oh, Brandy. That's
Brandy?
It.
Okay.
That's it. I'm sorry, Brandy. Yeah.
She's the one serves it. I think right, Brandy. I don't think that's...
Yeah. We'll do that question. They're asking worst present you've ever received on Christmas. Well, I like this topic because someone else asked. Someone else answered that they twisted their ankle on at the Christmas party. I wonder what that
means.
Yeah, what happened? How did that happen?
Well, I'm sure it was high heels and alcohol.
Probably. Yeah. Was it high heels and alcohol, Savannah?
Savannah.
You gave her name. Did she give you a release to do that? Or did
probably
she just
not.
Give
no last names?
No last names. It was a different Savannah, like the one in the movie.
We're talking about the prostitute in the movie. Whose name is Savannah.
She's not a prostitute. You're not a prostitute, right? No. Okay, we're not going to say that one on the air.
How much?
Dave's curious how much. She said it did involve high heels. But my Christmas parties are often the Santarkies, bar crawls. Now, of course, next week we'll be doing our annual Santarky show, and we will be... it's in honor of Santarky, the big bar crawl out in Scottsdale, Old Town Scottsdale. So I'll be there, and there's all sorts of wild things that happen there.
Like what?
A Christmas party last year ended with my friends. I don't want to say it on the air on each
other.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah, they have stomach problems.
Oh,
on each
yuck.
Other.
On each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. That
actually happens at the bar crawls
tradition.
A lot.
Stomach problems? That sounds like more like abusive alcohol.
Yeah, probably. Right?
It probably was abusive
yes,
alcohol.
Yes, yes.
But that's usually at the bar crawls. I remember I was.
Your body expelling
not
all
me,
the point.
No, but my friend.
No, but that's,
she just, like,
yeah.
She was like wandering over, and all of a sudden she just all over the. Yeah.
Oh. You're supposed to turn your head the other way.
Classy.
And then she just wiped it off
else.
The table. Like, figured, you know what, maybe no one saw, and she just wiped it onto the floor.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, everybody wants to go to Santarky now.
When is it?
Next week.
All
next
right.
Week, 6 o'clock.
Bring a raincoat.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to need it. And or a poncho.
Of every kind.
And yeah. A double raincoat if she's not that cute.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, Bobby.
I don't know what that means.
What?
I think you do.
I think he does too.
Oh, that's
nice. Called a double bagger day.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you know what? If you're drunk enough, right?
What?
And if have you ever at the office Christmas parties, Dave? Wait, maybe Trisha, did you want to step outside and we'll get Dave to answer this question?
She'll hear it on the radio.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
My ears are covered. Go ahead.
At the office
have
Christmas
I
covered
party,
with headphones.
Have you ever
drank
enough
no.
that someone looks kind of
no.
appealing that
oh, no.
they shouldn't
oh no
no
okay. oh no
all right
well see I think that's you. I think that's part of the draw of Santarky is everybody dresses up in Santa costumes, and so the drunker you get, you can't see the face and you just see the costume and you think oh
that's why you know Halloween oh, is so exciting too.
Santa costumes sexy?
They can be
Remember, the smoker you drink, the player you get.
I think you're right.
You know, just like Halloween, you know, dead people look sexy.
I see dead people.
You do? Are they sexy?
The Sixth Sense.
Bruce Willis was sexy?
No, that's a disgusting thing. There's a term for dead people and are they sexy. What's that term, Eric?
Necrophilia.
Necrophilia.
Yeah, wow, yeah. You guys knew it right away. I'm surprised young Joseph knew
that. Yeah, he answered first.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did, but the reason he did is because he's totally into horror films and zombie stuff. And
oh.
So,
and
yeah.
We've actually done...
Oh, you've seen that?
We've done the whole dead people are sexy bit before.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, we have a Dave's Random Enlightenment.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember.
But...
yeah, what happened to those?
Yeah, we might...
Those were hysterical.
Yeah.
Not really.
But this was... Okay. Fun. So if you have any comments, if you have any office Christmas party excitement, give us a call, 602-252-1480. Again, 602-252-1480, just like the radio station. Or join us on Facebook, breakradioshow.com, which is also, you know, you can go to Breakthrough Entertainment on Periscope and join us there as well and tell us your office Christmas party excitement. We've got three movies that we should review. The first of which is Office Christmas Party, and we'll also get to, briefly, Nocturnal Animals and Jackie. But, Dave, I understand that you did see Office Christmas Party.
I did see it.
What did you think of it?
Well, I thought it was rather slow. I don't think it was very funny until I probably fell asleep.
Oh.
Then it was really funny.
To be expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but
that's
I thought the acting.
Well, it's because we went to a 9:30 show.
Oh, that really makes me sound mature. Okay, so we should have said a 12:30 show. Then they would have understood.
That's but, okay, Dave.
No, the thing is, I thought the acting was really good. I liked the cast a lot. I thought they
Jason
did a great
Bateman.
Job.
Jason Bateman.
From Saturday Night Live, that girl who's really good. What's
from the Ghostbusters, yeah.
Yeah.
Who is that, Kate McKinnon?
Yeah, Kate McKinnon.
Yeah, very
and
good.
And the other one from Saturday Night Live.
The brunette.
Who's the girl from the love interest with Jason Bateman? Who's that girl?
Olivia Munn.
She's very good.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. She's good. And, of course, as we said, Jennifer Aniston.
I thought Jennifer Aniston. And whoever did her stunt double did a great job.
Because
getting up from you know, having somebody in a half Nelson in those heels and being up and walking out that fast is pretty incredible.
And of course, also the girl, the single mother, and the guy that wanted to her to be his mom. He
that was good. So the acting, the casting, phenomenal. I just don't think it was that funny. So I sort of got bored and I took a little... a little bit.
Okay. All right. So how many stars?
Maybe a two and a half. It wasn't very profound.
Okay.
It was sort of a typical... You know.
He did miss the ending.
Oh, okay.
I saw the credits.
Oh, okay. There was some bloopers there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh. Trisha.
He saw the bloopers.
You stayed awake.
Of course I stayed awake.
Of course.
Yes, yes. I thought there was a lot of gratuitous content that wasn't necessary.
Yeah.
But then I also realized, remember how we talked about Sausage Party?
Yes.
Okay, but Sausage Party did not have any kind of a point.
Okay.
So to speak.
Okay.
In my opinion, it was just kind of like a party. So this had elements of Sausage Party, but it actually
had
a heart. Mm-hmm. And it had a little bit of a lesson in it. Mm-hmm. So definitely not for kids.
It's not as bad as Bad Santa too, though.
No. No,
I mean, there's drugs and stuff like that.
Right,
you know, but.
Right. But I'm just saying, I just thought, not for kids with the 3D printer and,
oh yeah,
you know, a lot of that other stuff that was going on.
I was curious.
I know it was only halfway.
Yeah, only half of the 3D printer there.
Well, you were curious about that? Joseph! Okay, Greg wins the pool. Anyway. But I would probably give it like max 3 stars.
Okay.
So max 3 stars. Okay.
Yeah, max 3 stars. Cause I mean, I was funny and I laughed, but there was just too much that was unnecessary.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm giving it 4 stars. I liked it a lot. I would say that I didn't like it as much as The Night Before.
But it's because The Geeks Get the Girl. Oh, well, no, the nowhere near. I'm sorry. No, The Night Before was way better.
The Night Before was way better. But this, I did like it a lot. I thought that it was very funny. I didn't laugh out loud, but I was smiling throughout the whole thing. I wasn't bored at all. I thought that it was a nice, fast pace. I love the heart and all the, you know, I loved how we had several different stories.
Right, that all kind of came together. Yeah.
Not The Nightmare Before Christmas, but The Night Before. It opened up last year.
Yeah, The Night Before was raunchy, but it had a good story as well, and I really liked that one.
But
that one's very funny.
Is that Seth Rogen?
Yeah, Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Yeah, but I liked the multiple storylines and how everything, you know.
I liked how they tied it together at the end.
And it kind of reminded me of my favorite Christmas movie and my favorite movie of all time, and this is kind of a compliment, Mixed Nuts, whereas they have several different storylines and they kind of all just kind of like pile on top of each other, and then you've got the Christmas spirit in there as well.
Well, the piling on top of each other, I did see a lot of that.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah, yeah. I do think that the party got a little bit out of hand.
a little, you think? Yeah.
It was just silly, though. I thought it was slap stick without the slap.
Kind of. And, of course, stick. We didn't mention T.J. Miller.
Yeah.
We didn't mention T.J. Miller as well, right?
Who's that?
Oh.
The main guy, the guy was in the Santa suit.
Yes.
From Deadpool.
The redhead.
And all that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He actually did a really good job. He really...
I liked him
I thought
a lot.
He did an excellent job.
Yes, yes. So I'm giving... Office Christmas Party, 4 stars. And actually, I'm going to give you a hint
that we have 5 star, so I would give it a 3.
Okay. I give it 4, and I'm going to use it as my Christmas card this year. You know how I always,
yeah.
I always do my special Christmas card? You'll see it on Facebook once Greg puts it up after I make it.
Mm.
And
is it going to be you with Savannah or you with the luge?
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. That one... Yeah. I deserved. But also, very briefly, before
that
we take
deserved.
A break, before we take a quick break.
Or playing with a 3D printer.
playing keyword. we'll very briefly, before we take our break and bring on our guest, Jackie also opened up a couple days, or yesterday. Natalie Portman plays Jackie Kennedy. Kennedy, she has the very low voice like this, and I found that it got very annoying, and maybe that's how she talked. But for watching a movie like that, it got very annoying. I thought it was a very boring movie. I was falling asleep, Dave.
Wow.
That is amazing.
I'm giving that 2 stars.
Oh, that's not good.
And 3 stars to Nocturnal Animals. It opened up a few weekends ago, but it just opened up wide. So additional theaters, wide distribution. So additional theaters. Jake Gyllenhaal, Amy Adams, Isla Fisher. Great cast. Ooh. And it's a little bit of a mind bender. I liked half of the movie. I liked Jake Gyllenhaal's half of the movie. I did not like Amy Adams' half of the movie. Two very distinct parts of the movie you'll have to see to figure out.
It's really weird. To bridge the two, huh?
It's weird. Oh. It's weird. But there's also there is kind of a car chase and stuff like that early on, and it's very disturbing. I like the disturbing aspect of it.
Right. Jake Gyllenhaal does a great job. Usually like disturbing.
Yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal does a great job. And so 3 stars for that. So split down the middle. But my pick definitely is Office Christmas Party. But we need to start our Office Christmas Party before we bring on our next guest, our first guest of the day. My favorite song, my favorite Christmas song is this one by Shakin' Stevens. Of course, it's the season for love and understanding. Tell that to the drivers out there. Merry Christmas, everyone.
All right, is that from the Christmas party?
No, this one isn't. But
oh, usually you have the theme with the movie.
They actually have a pretty decent soundtrack.
I got it. Yes, it is. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back with a very special guest.
We're gonna have